Appreciate it. Okay, any questions? Is that everybody?
Yep.
Okay.
Congressman, are you looking to merely supplant lost MFT revenue, or are you looking to kind of exceed what might have been lost? And how long can these revenue streams last over the next 6 years? If that's how long the highway bill will be.
The challenge actually is not, it is to add to the current motor fuel tax revenue. So this is not to replace or to do away with the current motor fuel tax that's in place, but it is to make up for the loss in revenue from what we have to what we need.
So you're looking to supplant lost revenue, correct?
Yeah, I guess you could say that. Okay. Revenue that's never coming.
Enhance
current revenue.
It doesn't supplant anything.
Yeah, there's nothing there. But and then to your question about over the 6 years, how long will this revenue last? It's actually the reverse, in the sense that the natural gas and offshore oil drilling will actually generate more revenue after this first 6 years than it will in the first 6 years. So I actually think this is about being long-term as opposed to short-sighted. And the goal is really to create a long-term revenue stream so that the next Congress or the next highway bill isn't scratching their heads looking for a new revenue stream. In other words, there are estimates that CBO can make, Congressional Budget Office can make, on how many oil drilling rigs can be successful based on the leases, based on historical data, and what kind of revenue that will mean to the federal government. In the short term, the revenue that we'll get is basically from the sale of the lease, and very little from the true oil extraction, or in the case of natural gas extraction. And so the amount of revenue that we're able to get in this first highway bill off of this will be limited. But in the longer term, the revenues will be quite significant and can ultimately hopefully provide a more robust form of funding.
Now, the Democratic-controlled Senate, it doesn't seem like offshore drilling is something that they have supported in the past. What makes you think that they're going to, you know, do an about-face on it now to get this out?
Well, I think that domestic energy production is actually something that is supported by a consensus of Republicans and Democrats. In other words, I think if this proposal gets a hearing on the floor in the U.S. House, that you are going to see a large number of Democratic members join with Republican members to see this bill pass. That portion of the bill is a jobs bill as well. It doesn't just create revenue for the highway bill. It creates significant jobs in natural gas and in offshore drilling. Last week, I actually went up to Williston, North Dakota, which is in the heart of the Bakken, which is a new oil find here in northern United States. They have 3,000 new jobs in that community today that they did not have last year. The average starting salary is $80,000. Their unemployment rate in the city of Williston is below 1%, and the unemployment rate in the entire state of North Dakota is below 3%. They talked to me about their problems with getting enough housing, with getting enough workers. These are problems that I think every congressman and every state would like to have to deal with, and I think it speaks to what could happen within just the energy sector if this bill passes in terms of jobs being created. But I don't anticipate there being that much opposition in the Senate that we can't do it.
Does the president support this type of revenue stream? Has he indicated that he would sign a bill that uses this revenue stream?
He has not publicly come out, has not made a public statement with regards to this revenue stream. I know that Speaker Boehner had a conversation with the president about this, and all I would say is that I can't imagine the Speaker running out in support of this if it had no chance of passing. And so the fact that last Thursday the Speaker has said now, not that he's thinking about it, not that this is an interesting idea, but that he will be introducing a bill and would like a vote on it before Christmas, I think those are very favorable signs that the President is willing to work with us on it.
If this bill were to pass, I mean, this might be for the panel, but are there specific projects you can think of that you would want to see in Illinois? You know, just some different projects that...
Well, anyone's welcome to speak. All I would tell you is that there's no shortage of Christmas lists when it comes to projects that need funding. And traditionally what has happened is it's in cooperation with the state DOTs at each state, in concert with the Federal Department of Transportation, to come up with those priority lists. And traditionally there's a local match that needs to be come up with as well. But if anybody has some favorites they want to shoot out.
Well, I think it's appropriate to note that in the state of Illinois, we passed a major capital bill back in 2009. So the state has put money forward, but it's the federal government's turn. And so we need to, in many of these interstate projects, we need to have the federal dollars behind it. In fact, the federal dollars are often 80% of it. So for example, we're building a bridge across the Mississippi River in St. Louis. We need to build a new bridge across the Mississippi River in the Quad Cities. I would put that high on the priority list of projects to come. But one thing that people often don't think about is maintaining the existing road system that you have. Much of the interstate highway system in Illinois is over 50 years old. We must rebuild, not just asphalt across the a base that's already there, but actually rebuild much of the interstate system that's in the state of Illinois, and I hope that would be a big part of it. And then, of course, we have significant transit needs in the city of Chicago, where much of the system is very aged. We know that there are many bridges that are highly questionable, and I would hope that many of those bridges would be a part of that next construction cycle. So, yes, there are many projects that need to be addressed. The need is great, and we are dependent upon the federal government coming through with the basis of those dollars. Would anybody else like to talk about specific projects?
You bet. I have one, and for those of you that are from in and around Springfield and Sangamon County, you know the issue that we have been grappling with over the last 2 years relative to rail consolidation. We have an opportunity here for a generational change for our community that not only will have a significant positive economic impact, it will have a significant quality of life impact and a significant positive safety impact for all of the residents in Springfield and Sangamon County. So I believe there's an opportunity outside of the system of highways and bridges, but also rail consolidation. And I would emphasize this is a generational issue for our community, and one that I believe creates an issue of survival for us. So we're hopeful that we'll have someone listen to those needs as things goes on. But we do know there's a long list.
Great.
Is there a mechanism in place to prevent these funds from oil exploration being swept?
Good question. You know, one thing I've learned in Washington is that the practice of sweeping funds is actually much less, it does not happen like it does in the state of Illinois. In other words, the reason that we don't have enough money for a highway bill is not because the federal government has swept money out of the transportation fund. It's that the revenue simply is down. So I feel very confident that if we come up with a revenue stream to pay for these bonds or to pay for the projects, quite frankly, that it will remain there. Throughout this 25 years, you maybe speak to that, Doug.
But. Well, in the Washington terms, we have a highway trust fund. And the revenue that we generate from motor fuel taxes flows to the trust fund and is spent for U.S. Department of Transportation projects fundamentally. The issue we have here in Illinois is trying to distinguish between capital expenditures and budgetary expenditures. And the same thing to a great extent is true in Congress. Because the federal budget is in such turmoil, it's very important that we distinguish between capital expenditure, which I consider to be investment in the nation's future, and annualized budget issues. And I think that's a very fundamental element that members of the Congress need to appreciate. Yes, you've got budget problems, but just because you've got annualized budget problems doesn't mean you should neglect the infrastructure of the nation. And that requires dedicated revenue streams. The nice thing about what Congressman Schock has put forth is the recognition that you have to supplement your revenue streams from time to time because the dollar availability in the Highway Trust Fund is insufficient to meet the nation's transportation needs. So once in a while, you've got to recognize there's no free lunch. There's got to be some kind of additional revenue source. And in this particular case, tapping oil and gas exploration and at the same time incenting domestic energy production is a positive move, which helps the commerce of the nation in more than one. It's a twofer. It helps transportation, but it also helps energy, and both of those will help move the nation's economy. So I really do think that you've come across a real winner here, and I hope that your colleagues will recognize it too. Thank you.
Thank you, Doug. Well said. If there's anything you could help me with in addition to getting the word out, is that distinguishing that this bill is paid for. I mean, if there's anything that's frustrating is when I talk to folks, oftentimes they'll say, well, wait a minute, the country's broke. You're trying to reduce spending. How can you advance a spending bill? And Doug hit the nail on the head. This is investment. It's paid for, and it's from a dedicated revenue stream that can be used for nothing else. So that's very important to get out there with this story, is that this is a paid for bill. No borrowing. All right. Thank you all for being here.